guess I should bring this with me. Well, good morning. It's an honor to be here in Kansas City with all of you, and I really appreciate this award of being the Ag Association Leader of the Year. It's a great honor, and it's such a pleasure to be in a room with so many people who, I think as Lisa kind of described, understand what we do for a living, the kind of work that involved, and the kind of effort it takes to move the needle on behalf of our members. Again, you know, thinking about what it takes to explain to a stranger on the airplane who is asking what do you do for a living, or on the sideline of one of my kids' soccer game with a fellow dad who's like, well, what is it that you do for a living? And then the response is, blueberries. Really? Is that a full-time job? And for me, of course, as you all know, it's more than a full-time job. You know, it's a passion, and it's something that we all do, we're committed to. The roles you play, the jobs we perform, the organizations we represent are so important to our industry. And it's an honor to work on behalf of those constituencies that we all represent, respectively. You know, I think about today, and I think about the stakes haven't, you know, as Max asked me earlier, the stakes really haven't been higher for agriculture and the work we do as organizations. You know, I think about the move from floral that I was a part of for 12 years to now blueberries, and I inherited an organization, as was described, that, you know, had some great support from the industry, certainly a great group of volunteer leaders, and I inherited a product with a health halo that really is unparalleled to a lot in agriculture. But unfortunately, many in our industry were finding that and feeling that their best days were behind them, that production was now exceeding demand and consumption had peaked for blueberries. And so now what happens, and we're familiar with this in agriculture, is you're left with just trying to figure out your way for your part of the pie. You're trying, and well, this would be a blueberry pie, but you get very competitive in this fight for just focusing on your slice of the pie. What was missing was vision. And for those of you who recognize the importance of having a vision, our industry is now, I'm proud to say, focused on a vision that is no less than global domination here in the world. So our vision to make blueberries the world's favorite fruit. So if you're part of tomatoes, I don't know, is there anybody from tomatoes out here today? I'm sorry, we're coming for you. This is happening. This is happening. With the unanimous support of our board, we developed a new strategic plan, which I know has been part of what has been recognized here today. We've set new benchmarks, new goals, and it's a really exciting time when you look at our program now facing towards consumers, which is encouraging people to grab a boost of blue and really inspiring our industry to look at an inspired future going forward, one of inspiring possibilities. And I'd be remiss, and most of my team have heard me say this, that I recognize, like Lisa described, that leadership is truly a team sport, right? If it wasn't for the tremendous support of my board, the freedom they've given me as their leader to kind of go out and try new things and experiment with what we can do with blueberries, and certainly that of my dedicated and passionate staff, professionals, and that talented team of contractors and agencies. And if without them, a lot of this would just not happen. And so I'm very grateful for the work that they do, the time they commit. Again, it's more than a full-time job to make the needle move on behalf of blueberries. So I want to thank NAMA for this great honor, this opportunity to be here with all of you today, and for recognizing our industry's aspirational vision to move forward and make blueberries the world's favorite fruit. So thank you so much for this honor. Go blueberries. Thank you very much.